You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Pit Pass Moto, the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. I'm Dave Sulecki.
And I'm PJ Doran.
And this week we have Caleb DeCarroll as our guest.
Moto America, the home of the AMA Superbike Championship, is the official sponsor of Pit Pass Moto. There are 9 rounds this season of 190-mile-an-hour Ono Superbikes. All 20 Superbike races this season are going to air live on Fox Sports. That's big news this year, along with the King of the Baggers will also be on Fox Sports. Moto America Rewind on Fox Sports. And the Super Sport races are going to air live this year on MAV TV. So we've got multiple channels giving you all the coverage that you need to catch this season. Also, don't miss Moto America Live Plus, the streaming app from Moto America. It's where I go when I can't be at the track. You'll get all the action from Friday on through the weekend. You won't miss a bit. Follow Moto America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Get tickets at motoamerica.com/tickets. This past weekend in racing news, we had MotoGP from Le Mans, the wet and rainy French circuit, off and on wet conditions. It was an incredible race weekend. Jack Miller on the Ducati does the double 2 weekends in a row. He comes out on top over Zarco, Johann Zarco on a Ducati as well, and Fabio Quartararo, of course, on the factory Yamaha in third. Marc Marquez crashed twice in the course of the race. He was on a good comeback after the first crash, and the second crash took him out of the action, but he was uninjured and should be back for future events. Jack Miller's really putting on the pressure now after a slow start in the first rounds. That's 2 races in a row. So our overall MotoGP standings currently are Fabio Quartararo on 80 points, followed 1 point back by Bagnaia. Then you got Johann Zarco on 68 points. Jack Miller coming up quick with 64. And Maverick Vinales sitting on 56 points. That's our lead 5 racers. There's a lot of season left. We look forward to what comes. Hopefully, Valentino Rossi, Marc Marquez, the likes of them are able to get their acts together and do some racing this season to show us why they are known as some of the best in the world.
This week's Pit Pass trivia question is, what iconic motorcycle movie is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year? More on that after our interview with Caleb DeCarroll.
Welcome back to Pit Pass. Moto America fabulous racer Caleb DeCarroll riding for the Robem Engineering team on the new Aprilia. How's it going, Caleb? What's up today?
Oh, pretty good. I'm actually, I left the team race shop last night and I am driving.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Home, I drove straight through all night trying to get back so I can get my leathers to my leather lady so she can get some logos installed. And then I'm flying out Thursday for the next round. So it's all coming up quick.
Where are you driving from and where's your home base?
So the team is out of Hamilton, Ohio, and I am driving to Houston, Texas. It's about 16 hours. So
you got a haul in front of you. And then of course you're flying back to Virginia Thursday, you say?
Yeah, the team, I have two teammates. Team's going to bring the bikes and everything on the trailer. So I was just up there kind of helping them get everything ready to go, sticker in some body work and organizing some stuff and helping out at the shop. So yeah, everything's looking good. I'm having a ton of fun on this new bike.
I was going to say you're on the relatively from the race paddocks perspective, you're on the unknown quantity, this new Aprilia RS660. It has received rave reviews in the press. It clearly, by all indications, could be the new standard in the middleweight class. Would you agree? Because I'm sure you've ridden a few of the other competitors in years past. You've ridden the SVs and the 07s, or have you?
Yeah. So the class is mainly Yamaha MT-07s and Suzuki SV650s. This is the Moto America Twins Cup class that we're talking about. Basically, in years past, it's been dominated by either a Suzuki or a Yamaha. Last year, I was on a Yamaha MT-07, and me and Rocco Landers, he was on the Team Hammer SV650. We're duking it out for the championship all last year. So those are kind of the two, you know, kind of the two main bikes in the class, you know, in the past years. And this is the first year that the Aprilia RS660 has kind of joined the party. And first ever race weekend for the Aprilia RS660. It was actually the first time I ever swung my leg over the bike was Road Atlanta. We ended up being able to get the win in the first race. So that was awesome. There's a lot of unknowns coming into this race season. I'm riding for a new team. So that means I have new people around me. I have a new suspension guy, new tuner, new guy who's doing our engine work, stuff like that. So everything's kind of new to me. And obviously the bike is brand new. So just a lot of new stuff for me this year. But overall, it's been amazing. The new team that I'm working with, Robom Engineering, is extremely professional, and definitely having a group of guys around you, it definitely makes your job as a rider easier, that's for sure. Last year I was doing it out of a van with one mechanic that would meet us at the races, and pretty difficult to be a rider and try and, you know, set up the bike and all that at the same time, and then, you know, just having the one mechanic. So this year has been amazing so far, having the support of Robom, you know, and they've got a great group of guys. So it's pretty cool to be a part of a, you know, a team this year.
Your career continues to advance, Caleb. How long would you estimate your racing career? Because I remember seeing your name on Wera timesheets when I was racing back in the, you know, 2011, 2012 range. You were there. You were very young then, but you were racing.
Yeah, I grew up racing motocross. Started riding at 3, started racing at 4 in motocross, and then switched over to road racing when I was 11. And been kind of road racing ever since. I got back into motocross for a while, and a little bit of road racing, a little bit of motocross. So I kind of depends on where the opportunities are for me. But yeah, no, I've been road racing ever since like 2009 era, and I turned pro at the age of 16. And that was in 2014.
So you are, again, veteran is the right word to use for you. Young veteran, but a veteran nonetheless. How stoked are you about this Aprilia? I mean, this is big news. I'm sure, you know, with one win under your belt, you're pretty stoked. But this is a big deal to get a new manufacturer into Moto America. One, two, an entirely new bike into what is this class that you are racing in, middleweight, has been growing since the day they Moto America brought it in. It has been on a pretty serious upward trajectory. It's was always taken seriously, but now you got guys and teams such as yours really putting the effort into a season-long effort. It's gotta be exciting times, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. The Twins Cup class in Moto America is growing huge. We've got a 3-rider team, so I have two teammates on the Aprilia RS660. I was able to bring my team their very first ever Moto America win at Road Atlanta. So that was really cool. You know, my first ever time riding for the team to get him a win. That was awesome.
Thank you to our guest, Caleb DeCarol of RobeM Engineering. Good luck this season in the Twins Cup class. This week's Pit Pass trivia question was, what iconic motorcycle movie is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year? The answer is, the Bruce Brown film On Any Sunday was released in 1971, winning an Academy Award for Best Documentary Feature Film and a top pick of us, the hosts of Pit Pass Moto. What do you remember most about that movie, Dave?
Jeff Ward's wheelie, of course.
That's my favorite part, too.
Goes on forever. To hear him talk about it in interviews, he didn't even know it was going to end up in a movie. He did the stunt and came back and did it again and rode off and finished his day.
In upcoming motorcycle news, we've got, in a couple weeks, the MotoGP of Italy in Mugello. That is 5:30, May the 30th. This weekend, the opening round of the World Superbike Series in Aragon, Spain, 5:21 through 5:23. They will follow it up a week later in Estoril, Portugal. That'll be World Superbike Round 2. And of course, we have this weekend Moto America at VIR, Virginia International Raceway. Looking forward to the action there, May 21 through 23.
We've got the John Petten GNCC race coming up in Millfield, Ohio, and that's May 22nd through 23rd. And we've got the start of AMA Outdoor Motocross happening at Fox Raceway in Pala, California. That's May 29th.
Thank you again to Caleb DeCarol for being with us today, and thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. If you have a moment, please rate and review us as well. We really appreciate it. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and visit pitpassmoto.com where you can check out our blog.
This has been a production of Evergreen Podcast. A special thank you to Tommy Boy Halverson, Chris Bishop, producer Leah Longbreak, and audio engineer Eric Coltnow. I'm Dave.
And I'm PJ.
And we'll see you next week.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning, or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America, this is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with a pro tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!